Hi, it's Barb in Nebraska, and today is Friday, September 25th, 2009. And I wanted to tell you what our day was like in third grade. Well, I started out the day with a joke from my Twitter friend, Father Stefan. Did you hear about the skunk that went to church? He had his own pew. Well, that got the third and fourth graders riled up when I had had door duty first thing this morning, and they were pretty excited about that. Then we had our spelling test, and I started something last week. We call it a snap paper. Super neat, almost perfect. And this is our fifth week in school, and some of their spelling tests were looking a little sloppy. So I started this. I got this from my Aunt Rosemary when her kids were in school. One of their teachers did this, and I thought it was a really cute idea. Boy, did it make a difference with their handwriting. So I have two snap winners and two runners-up, and they get a sticker. And when I announce who the winners are, you know, they're snapping their fingers. Then I also have the most improved, and was really excited about the student who got most improved this week. And I like to ask, you know, what did you do different to get a much better grade? And for this young man, he told me that he studied two nights in a row, not just one. So it gives other students an idea of how to improve their grades. Then we had art. Well, we had our rest of our subjects. Then we had art, and they enjoyed that. And then our student of the week shared their items. And then I usually have weekly reader and then religion. And I didn't have a weekly reader this week. So I said that I wanted to share the story of a saint. This was Blessed Herman the Cripple. And I told them that he was born around the year 1000. And he had a cleft palate. And some of the students were familiar with that. And cerebral palsy, some knew about that too. And then spina bifida. And then I explained that nowadays doctors can help with the cleft palate, and their lives can be much more comfortable with their other disabilities. And also that in those days they were known, you know, a person was crippled, and now we say the word disability. And the story for this man, Herman, was when he was 7, his parents were farmers and they just couldn't take care of him anymore. And so they took him to the Benedictine monastery, and the Benedictines raised him, and he became a monk, a Benedictine monk himself. But he was bedridden, but he studied and he was very smart. People would come from far and wide to hear him talk about different subjects. And it is said that he wrote the Hail Holy Queen. So I played that song made by the Harms brothers, the Hail Holy Queen, just a very beautiful song. And, you know, said that, you know, he didn't have his biological mother to take care of him. So he was close to our mother, Mother Mary. And then I said that when we have a saint's feast day, we have a big celebration. And I need a silent cheer now because we're going to have extra recess. So we went out for an extra recess, and that was very fun. Excuse me. Then we came back in and we read from our religion book, and I planned it just right. I don't know how this happened, but on Thursday next week, we'll be in our religion book, the story of St. Teresa Lisieux. So we'll read about her then. And then we had Friday fun. And what it is I have a marble jar, and I move a handful of marbles from one jar to another container. And if we fill it up by Friday, we have Friday fun, which is an inside recess. And to get a handful, the whole class has to do something like get their book out by the time I get from 10 to 0, things like that. And so today during Friday Fun, I always turn on the smart board and show a fun website too for those that, you know, didn't want to play a game, you know, like Mancala or checkers. So today I love geography. So I found a GeoKids site where they drag and drop the different states. And then after a while they said, you know, can we do another one? So we did the countries, and they were getting so excited. They asked to pull down our big map. They grabbed the globe and they're looking for Switzerland. Where's Switzerland? And they're looking for Haiti. Where's Haiti? And they're helping each other. And it was very fun. And that's the kind of fun day that I enjoy with my students. So everyone have a good night. Bye.